2 months after two black men were arrested at a Center City Starbucks, the Philadelphia Police Department has a new policy for handling calls for so-called defiant trespassing, the crime at the call of that vital incident. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, experts are cautiously optimistic it will spur positive change.
The policy tells officers what to do when they're responding to a trespassing call at any private business open to the public. Cops still have a fair amount of discretion, but there's a number of things that have to happen before someone can be arrested and taken into custody. Captain Sekou Kinnebrew says the first step is de-escalation.
If it requires you to say, hey, listen, why don't you come over to this side and you come to that side, that might be what it is. If it's blow a whistle, that might be what it is.
Before making an arrest, officers have to witness a person refusing to leave. They also need to get approval from their supervisor, and the store owner or manager must sign paperwork saying they want to press charges. Philip Stinson studies criminology at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. He says the policy is promising, but
it's very difficult to change officers' habits, the way that they handle situations. There would need to be ongoing training and constant reminders that we want to encourage officers to de-escalate situations. The more difficult that somebody on the street presents themselves to an officer, the more likely it is that they're going to get arrested.
Asa Khalif leads Black Lives Matter Pennsylvania, one of the groups that staged protests at the Starbucks in Rittenhouse Square after two black men were arrested for refusing to make a purchase or leave. With or without training, he says the policy won't make life easier for African Americans.
It looks good on paper. And it seems that it gives police more room to make fewer arrests. But the fact remains is when police are in contact with black and brown bodies, discretion is never something that's on a positive end for us.
The police department says it's reviewing its implicit bias training to see if there are any ways to improve. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.